Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
So those who are true baddies and have been listening since season one will remember that we had a question. We were taking baddie questions, and we had a question that was this girl, her friend, her really good friend, her best friend is a psychic, okay?
This was so funny.
Follow me here, okay? Her best friend is a psychic. So imagine having your best friend as a psychic and is like, tells you things. So she met this guy, and her psychic friend was like, he's going to cheat on you. Don't be with him. And she was like, he's really nice, he's really sweet, I really like him. And
the fuck psychic, your advice.
And the psychic was like, don't do it, don't be with him. And she said to us, what should we do? And I mean I don't know when you're your
I'm
best
not friend, a psychic.
Yeah, we're not the psychics, but you know, it's hard. If I had a best friend that was a psychic, I would want to trust her. But in some cases, like, what if your friend was just like, yeah, I don't like this dude, so I'm gonna say that I had this like big feeling. Long story short, it's been months later, she messages us. The psychic was right. He cheated on her.
So, yeah.
I was like, you know what? I want to get a psychic on the show because that made me think, like, maybe she did know. Maybe this is real. Maybe she knew what
she was talking
about. I feel like
we're so skeptical because it's like, it seems like if
you're a psychic, then how come you haven't won the lottery? Like, I don't think that's how it works.
But, right. Like, that's like the first thing everyone says. But, like, I don't know if that's how it works.
Do you
or
believe
not.
In it?
I want to because I feel like there's a little bit of hope for like, I don't know, just like guidance. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I do because like I've never had someone tell me like something right and it actually be right.
Right. Oh.
It's never happened to me.
You never had a good psychic reading?
No, not really. I went to a medium one time and they knew stuff that like I don't know how the fuck they knew I was pregnant before I was pregnant. And they... But
okay.
Like things like
so
that.
So you do definitely believe in it.
Believe
a little
in stuff. But that's like connecting to the other world, maybe. Mm. But that's not like a psychic. It's a little different. So I'm skeptical. Like I want to know. I want to believe though.
I have so many questions.
I know.
We're getting a psychic on today, guys.
That's what we're doing. So surprise! Good.
Psychic Alice. She sounds like a sweet angel. Hopefully she gives us. This is the other thing that scares me about going to psychic. Like what if a psychic is like, you're going to die tomorrow.
Well, that's like, I think people's other fear is like
bad news.
I want you not to tell me bad news. Yeah. Like, I think some people ask, like, if you know I'm going to die, like, don't tell me. Like, I'd be like, I want to know the time and date and I'm avoiding wherever you tell me I'm going to be. Like, you tell me, oh, you get hit by a car on Thursday at 4 o'clock. I'm not going to fucking be out of my house at 4 o'clock. Like, I'd avoid it. And I feel like that's cheating death. And that's why I'm hesitant. Because cheating death always finds you. Hello, final destination.
I don't want to know bad things. Like, that's even what's crazy about having that girl have her best friend be a psychic. Because
I don't know if I'd be cool with that. Because every time I talked to her, I'd be like, are you being your psychic or are you being a best friend? Like, what are you being?
Whoa,
like,
yeah.
I'd be always questioning her.
Think about it. Like, I give my friends so much advice, and sometimes, like, I just don't like the dude. You know what I
mean?
Yeah,
and you
like,
give her bad advice because you want her to break up with him, you asshole.
I feel like, I don't know. My psychic abilities are telling me he's a douchebag. Meanwhile, I was like the best guy ever.
Yeah. Nobody listened to Jessica. I've
the
been
worst
there.
Advice.
Jessica, and she also encourages things she should not encourage. She is the worst example. Like, yeah, go ahead, go rob that bank.
Yes. Oh my God.
You'd be so rich. She like makes it sound so delicious.
I'm the friend that like, you're like, should we rob a bank? And like, that's not a good idea, right? And I'm like, no, that's a great idea.
It's so fun. Rob it and then split the money with me. And she's so cute. You're like, okay.
Like, how should we do this? And it's just like, I don't know, but it's going to be fun. We'll make it
ever.
Fun. Let's talk to the psychic because I don't know. I don't even know what to expect. I really didn't do like a lot of prep for this episode because I didn't even talk to her.
Because we don't really know anything about this. Like, we have zero reference points.
I didn't want to talk to her on the phone and get... So when we have guests on, like, we always, you know, we talk to them first. We figure out what mm-hmm. we're going to like talk about during this show. But I didn't want to talk to her because I didn't want to give away any, like... I don't know.
Tricks.
Do you know what I mean?
So we don't want to give her any information so that she knows what to say to
us.
Yeah.
So I had Alan talk to her, which Alan in itself was so funny. He was like, I wonder if she knows I'm about to call her. And I'm like, that's not how it works,
Daddy,
I don't think.
Daddy.
But let's talk to the psychic. Let's see how she got involved in psychicness.
What do psychiality?
Psychiatry? No. So let's see. I want to know how she started. And let's have a show. So true. Let's figure out. I think where she's going to read our tarot cards.
No, really?
So that's really cool.
I've always wanted to have that.
I've never had it done.
I'm very weirded out by it because I'm like, what are cards? But then people are like, oh my God, that's the card. I was like,
oh, see, is
like I'm nervous. I'm a little nervous.
This is the one where they go, they
it's like Dr. Vasilier.
Flip, and they're like, ooh, and you're just like, oh, God, yeah. Why are they making you're like, a scary
why
face?
Why is that guy stabbed in the heart? And she's like, it doesn't look good. Oh, this is what's going to happen.
It's like the grim.
The death card.
Yes.
I'm nervous.
Okay, let's get her on the phone.
Come
on,
Alice.
And talk to her.
Dongle party.
Hello.
Hi, Alice. It's Jessica and Tracy.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you for doing this for us. Before we get started, I wanted to ask a little bit about you, because I just find it fascinating. You know, how long have you been a psychic for? I mean, are you born a psychic? You know how, like, people are born gay? Like, are you born psychic?
What? Yes. So this has been in my family for 8 generations.
Holy shit. I was totally thought you were going to tell her to shut up. That's so cool.
Yeah, so I do it. I have a twin sister. She does it. I have another sister who does it. My mom, my grandmother.
Hold on.
So what are family parties like?
Twin psychics? Change your web domain right now to twin psychics.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I have a twin, and she's in New York. So, wow. Yeah, we're far from each other.
Because you know what's kind of crazy? Twins naturally have that, like,
psychic ability.
Yeah, like, with each other. Like, can you feel each other? Like,
we do. It's really weird.
I know twins do that anyway, but you guys, it must be, like, electric.
Superpowered.
Electric shock.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, it's weird. She cut her ear off one time in a car door, and we were 200 miles apart. And when that happened, like, I literally felt this pain in the same side of my ear that...
She cut her ear off?
We
glued it back on. It's fine. Psychic glue.
The hospital glued it back on.
Wait, how did this happen? I need to know to avoid this for myself.
So I have a little sister, and she was mad at my twin that day. And she slammed her head in the car door. She purposely shut her head on the car door.
Sounds like a Skylar and
sounds like my kids.
Sounds like something they would do.
It was like forever ago, but yeah, we do have that weird twin connection thing.
Wait, so like
we feel each other's pain.
Do you remember like the first time that happened to you? Do you know what I mean? Like that you were like, whoa, we connect on another level.
I think that was the first moment that we both knew, like, oh man, this is real. Like this is legit.
And
that's so
did
weird.
Your parents like at some point sit you down and tell you, you know, you are the 8th generation psychic and
how did that conversation go?
I was never I don't think we were ever like sat down and were said this is what it is. It's just kind of our normal. Like we grew up, you know, watching our mom do this and my grandmother, and I can remember at like 6 years old, my grandmother's clients would come in through the door. And she would have me sit down with them and start off their reading. And she'd be like right there making sure, you know, I was interpreting everything correctly.
Wow.
That's so cool.
And then she'd finish it. So, yeah, it's always just been my normal.
Wait, but did this go against you growing up because, you know, you maybe like couldn't get away with as much because they
could, knew everything?
They could pre-call you out on your bullshit. Yeah. Like, don't sneak out tonight, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
So, okay, can I debunk something quickly? Okay, so I feel like when people are like, oh, there's no such thing as psychics, otherwise they would go win the lottery. Can you debunk that and be like, no, there is because I feel like that's everyone's go-to stupid mm-hmm. fucking answer. And mm-hmm. like...
Well, the thing about it is, you know, I tell people this, I'm not a mind reader. You know, I'm not someone who reads minds. I'm not someone who gets lucky lottery numbers. What I'm here for and what we do is help you see where your life is right now and help you understand how to make it the best it can be. If it's in your path to win the lottery, then great, you're going to win it no matter what. But to try and tempt fate and twist things and turn it into something,
cheating death and shit like that,
you're not going to accomplish anything.
Final destination.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right, cool. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. Because
100
people, yeah, are going to be like, if she was psychic, she would win the lottery, Alan, our producer. Yeah, so, okay, so that's cool. So the twin thing is epic. The mother, the sister, the grandmother, this is a family of knowing everything. I just can't
understand.
It's amazing. Yeah.
It's so cool. What about your friends? Do your friends, like, are
come
they,
to you all the time?
Yeah, do they ask you, like, how does that work if we're best friends? Do I have to pay to be read?
It's really weird because it's like once I get to a point where I'm really comfortable with someone and I can call you, like, my real friend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really read for people anymore at that stage because it's I can't read for myself at all.
Mm.
I can't read for my sisters at all because it's like I get inside my head and I read into things way too much.
Right.
Like you become too close to it. You become
too personal.
Yeah. Like there's totally moments where you'll get like a premonition or a feeling like, okay, this is going to happen. And yeah, you'll tell them that. And, you know, we work our way around it. But to sit down and do a reading, it's a mess.
Let's get it popping. Let's start. Can we
let's
start?
Go, yeah.
Can we start with Tracy?
Oh, come on. Why do you want to start with me? I'm so nervous.
You want me to start?
I don't care. It's fine. Let's just get it out of the way then.
Okay, go.
All right.
Go. Me?
What do I do?
I don't know. Okay. Alice, what do we do?
I just sit here?
Okay, so who are we starting with?
I guess me. I'll just get it out of the way.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
Let's get it out of the way then.
Yeah.
So the first thing that we're going to do is I'm just going to kind of shuffle the cards and get them mixed up for you.
Okay.
And it's like I'm shuffling for you.
So okay.
What I want you to do is try to keep a clear mind or as best as you can and think about what it is that's on your mind. What do you maybe want some more insight on? What questions do you have that you'd like answered? What insight are you looking for? When you feel ready, when you feel a sense of calm, just tell me to stop. I will stop shuffling the cards. I'll flip them over, and then we'll see what comes up.
Okay. I have four things in my head right now.
Four?
Yeah. Like four different points of like names or topics or whatever. So, okay. And I'm just thinking about those.
You got flying cards coming out of the deck already, girl.
Shocker. I'm breathing heavy.
I feel like we're a golf game. And, like, you know, the announcers talk like this.
I'm not supposed to be thinking about it anymore.
They're waiting for the golf ball to be hit.
Yeah.
I'm going to describe what's happening right now. Tracy has her eyes closed. She's thinking very hard. You could tell she's thinking because her Botox brows are a little raised. And her perfect little nose is just the way it is.
Shut up.
These cards are getting shuffled.
Yeah, they're getting shuffled.
Keep those eyes closed. Close those eyes.
Me keep shuffling?
Oh, no. Oh, am I supposed to tell you?
Ah, you idiot.
Oh. Oh, my God. I thought you were just doing it. Yeah, stop.
No, okay. We're
going
to stop.
I'm so sorry.
I love you. It's I okay. love everybody. This is amazing.
It's okay. And I'm doing a spread called the Celtic Cross, and it's just a 10-card spread.
Okay.
So we lay out 10 different cards, and I love this spread just because it's the most informative. It's what I like doing.
Okay.
So I have your cards spread out. One of the first cards that comes up for you here is the Queen of Cups. And the Queen of Cups talks about who you are as a person. So the Queen of Cups is saying that you are someone who is at your core. You are someone who is kind-hearted. You are someone who is caring. You are someone who enjoys helping people, even though people don't always help you back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at this point in your life, setting on top, so this Queen of Cups card is setting on top of a card called the Ace of Cups, and it's in the reverse position.
The Ace is my son's name.
The Ace of Cups, though, in the positioning that it's in, it's saying that you're fed up. It's saying that you're stressed out. It's saying that, yes, you are this good person and you like helping people and you like doing all of these things, but there is no recognition at this point.
Holy
and
shit.
Your cup has become overflowing. Your cup
runneth over.
Almost too much. Exactly. Exactly. It has run us over. It's become almost too much to handle at this point. And so you're tired of trying to please everyone. There's another card that's here, the Seven of Swords. And the Seven of Swords is a card of kind of like tiptoeing around. Okay, and in the position that this card is in, it's in the bottom position, so it's not a huge issue of feeling like you're kind of tiptoeing around, but it is there. You don't want the conflict. You don't want to step on anyone's toes. So I can curse, right?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you're tired of eating people's shit. All right, that's pretty much what your cards are saying here. So here's what needs to be happening with you right now. Here's what you need to be doing. Your Four of Pentacles is here. And this is a card that's saying you're holding a lot in. You're very opinionated and you're strong-minded and you can say whatever you want on certain topics and situations. Like, you're good at expressing your opinion. But you are not expressing your feelings and your emotions right now where it matters and where it counts. So that's where that Four of Pentacles card is coming in. It's a card of just kind of holding emotions in, holding feelings in, and you have to have a release right now. It is hugely necessary for your peace of mind to talk about what you feel. To talk about your feelings, to talk about your emotions, talk about your lack of, or your feeling of lack of appreciation.
Right.
Talk about those stress levels that are there. Because your cards say that if you do this, if you open up, if you have this communication and you open that, that telephone wire of communication, if you can do that, it does show in your cards things are going to get so much easier just for you. I'm talking about you personally.
Right.
Your cards are showing, you know, they're being really repetitive, and it is talking about that stress level that's there.
Yeah.
It is talking about, again, that feeling of lack of appreciation. I'm flipping over some more cards, and one of the cards we have pulled just now is the King of Wands, and underneath the King of Wands is the Lover's card. So this is a romantic relationship. Now, the person that is there, the person that's in your heart, the person you love, the person you care for, they do love you. They do care for you. This is a genuine relationship. This is something that is worth your time. This is something that's worth your energy. So keep in mind, you come up as the Queen of Cups, and your partner comes up as the King of Staffs. So you are both headstrong. You're both like these royalty top to your cards, a queen and a king. But you are coming in different suits. So you're cups and he's staffs. That being said, you know, opposites attract. And you guys do make it work. But this King of Staffs that's here, the King of Staffs is under a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure, a lot of pressure to live up to a standard. A pressure. This is a man's man. This is someone who wants to be the provider. This is someone who wants to, you know, take care of his family. This is someone who is very masculine in that sense. And at this point in time, as far as their mindset is concerned, there is some doubt that's there of being able to pull it off, of being able to keep this going. The good news is he will be able to keep it going. Like, I don't see any actual issues here with being able to provide or being able to make things work. But understand that he is under pressure right now, his own self. And it does, with the Lover's card being in the position that it's in, it is in the reversed position. So the Lover's card,
how she likes it.
Shut up.
The Lover's card is saying that there is a bit of a conflict within the relationship right now. Nothing huge, but again, the lines of communication need to be open. Now, your cards do say that by October, a shift is going to occur. The shift that happens in October.
Shift us up, please.
The shift that's going to happen, that's going to occur, it happens in your home. There is a deeper connection in romantic relationship that takes place in October. And there's you're in a funk right now. You have some low vibrational energy that's around you. You have some heavy energy that's there. As I was flipping your cards, shuffling your cards. I told you one of the cards jumped out of the deck, and that was the Three of Swords. And the Three of Swords is a card of judgment. It's a card of people looking at you and thinking, okay, well, this is how you should live your life. This is what you need to be doing. This is how it should be done. So there's judgment, but it says that by October, not that this judgment's going to go away, but it's how you deal with it. It's how you handle it. It shows that your shift, yes, it does occur in your home, but the shift also occurs within your own self. There is a new level of strength that is emerging within you personally. And it says that by that time, your communication will have opened up tremendously, and you'll be in a much better situation as far as like your peace of mind goes, your mentality goes.
Our minds are blown.
Yeah, this is all very
I feel personally
accurate.
Victimized
I feel
for Tracy.
Personally victimized by Alex. Like,
oh my God.
So I flipped over some more cards here. And I like these cards. Star card. We have the Six of Cups. So these are cards that talk about the things that are kind of most important to you. In your home, in your family, there has not been a whole lot of peace. You have felt constricted, constrained, like you have limits, like you only have so much room to maneuver. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yep, it makes perfect sense.
But what's here, and I'm sorry, I don't want to get emotional, but it says in your cards that there's definitely peace of mind that's here. There's movement, and your stress and your worry of your family being okay, the stress that you have and the stress that your partner has, let it go, because it shows that everything is falling into place. It shows in your cards, especially with this star card. It's the card of miracles manifesting. That's what this card is all about. And I love the position that it's in, because it's in the main kind of outcome position. So there is peace of mind here for your family. The things that you have gone through, you need to know this. Your past is not going to repeat itself over again. It looks like you're waiting for the other shoe to fall. It looks like you have so much weight on your shoulders right now, and you're like, oh my God, something's going to happen at any moment and fuck everything up, and I got to go through this shit all over again. But that is not your reality.
Why am I getting emotional?
Because you know too much.
Oh my God.
But it is the truth. That feeling of fear, get rid of it, because all you're doing is holding on to it and inviting that energy into your life. You have the power to create the reality that you want. Everything is energy, okay? Everything. So if you have this fear in the back of your mind that the past is going to repeat itself, you're putting that out into the universe. You're putting that energy out there, and you're almost welcoming it just by being afraid of it. So you need to know that the past is not meant to repeat itself over again with you. Your family is secure. That Temperance card is saying that you have sacrificed so much.
Everything.
That now you're at a point where you can breathe. Now you're at a point where it's okay to celebrate a little bit. It's okay to be happy with what's there and not fear what might come tomorrow. There is no need for fear for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm getting emotional.
Aw. You should be a motivational speaker.
No, yeah, this is very accurate.
Nice swift kick in the butt for this one.
It continues to say that by this time next year, you'll be in a much better position, even financially. There's something huge happening next year, mid-year, like June. where your finances are going to kick up another notch.
We get in a talk show or what?
Well, I'll be honest, it does look like something almost on that level.
Wow.
It does have it does show surrounding a bigger audience is kind of what your cards are showing, because it looks like there's just, you have a bigger reach.
Mm-hmm.
You will have, and this is again by mid-year of next year. And it is doing something a little different though. It is doing something slightly different. The tower card is here, which does bring sudden change. It's in the reverse position, so it's not a bad change, not a negative change, but it does involve doing something different, bringing something new in, but still along the same lines of what you're doing now. But the finances do increase. You get more control. So things are looking up. I'm really happy with what's come up here in your cards. And at this point, if you have any questions for me, ask away.
I don't even know where. I wish Jess went first so I could use her questions, because I don't even know where to begin. Everything was very accurate.
Yeah,
I know it doesn't make sense to anybody listening.
Yeah, no.
It for me and Jessica, it's like writing on the wall.
It
we knew that.
Like every single thing you said, even like the words "release," like specific words were so specific to her. It's just
it's crazy. Yeah, that was crazy, Reed.
As predicted, we need to stop to take a break to talk about our sponsors.
Yes,
you probably knew
stomach.
That already.
And I'm hungry.
So we'll be back with Psychic Alex, but let's jump ahead and talk about our amazing sponsors. Let's talk about Bombas socks.
These are reminiscent of hospital socks for me.
Yeah.
They're the most, you steal them. You like hoard them from the hospital. You're like, oh my God, I love these socks. These are like fuzzy, comfortable, thick, like supporting socks.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They cling to your foot. They're not those ones that like slide off when you walk or like end up in the front toe of your boot.
Those are always my socks.
Always. These are not them.
Crumpled up in a stinky little ball.
No, these are not mine. These are awesome. They're great quality.
They're so comfortable. They don't make just socks for adults. They make socks for kids.
Which is perfect for back to school for my kids, because they're on their feet all day. They're outside playing in the yard. You want them to have comfortable socks that don't fall off, that don't slide. They're bursting with color.
And what we love about Bombas is they donate a pair of socks for every purchase. So you might as well get yourself some too while you're at it.
So guys, visit bombas.com/bad examples and get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/bad examples for 20% off your first purchase.
Get your kids some back to school socks. They gotta take gym class.
Could
you imagine?
I know. And these are really cool colors, so kids could match them to their outfits every day. They have them for adults, men and women. They also have t-shirts. They're really, really great quality t-shirts, so check those out as well.
Yeah, visit bombas.com/bad examples and get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/bad examples. 20% off your first purchase. Go.
Hey, all you true crime fans, this is Mike Ferguson.
And this is Mike Morph.
And we'd like to invite you to listen to our podcast, Criminology.
Launched in 2017, we've covered a variety of strange cases, from murders to missing persons. Some of the cases are ones you may not have heard of.
Other cases we cover are some of the most historic in true crime. There are 200 episodes of Criminology available to binge on right now. And new episodes come out every Saturday night.
Subscribe to Criminology today, wherever you listen to your podcast.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for its sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
Our next sponsor is new, and I'm so excited about them.
Of course you are.
Feels is a better way to feel better.
It's CBD.
Premium CBD. What does CBD do? It keeps your head clear, and it helps you feel your best. I tried this stuff. I love it.
Jessica literally asked for mine. She's like, can you bring mine if you're not going to use it? I'm like, no, I'm going to use it. What you're going to do is you're going to order more like normal people do.
CBD has been proven to help calm your anxiety, your pain, if you can't sleep, if you're stressed. And it's all without addictive properties.
You place a few drops of Feels under your tongue and you'll feel the difference within minutes. Mm-hmm. If you're new to CBD, Feels offers a free CBD hotline and text support so that you can ask all your personal questions and share your personal experience with their help guides.
And guys, join the Feels community to get Feels delivered right to your door every month. You'll save money on every order and you can pause or cancel every time. I know we have a promo code. Please tell me it's a good one.
Yes. To become a member today, you're going to go to feels.com/bad examples. You're going to use 50% off. Oh my God, that's Woo-hoo! So big. 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's even bigger. That's feals.com/bad examples to become a member. You guys get 50% off automatically taken off your first order with free shipping.
That's amazing. Feels has me feeling great.
Feels.com/bad examples. You're going to get 50% off your first order with free shipping. feals.com/bad examples.
We love Lola. So what is Lola? Lola is an organic cotton tampons, pad, liners, and natural cleansing wipes.
My favorite thing about this is they're so discreet. They come in this tiny little package, and when you open them, they pop open into the normal size.
Why aren't all tampons like that?
I don't
know.
These other ones are like friggin' arm size that you're walking around with, and it's like you're shoving them in your sleeve. This one you could hold in your hand, and no one would even know. It's so tiny.
So, like, you could literally stick it in your bra. Sometimes I do that, yeah. But then the tampon always sticks out on top.
Because I went this huge paper that makes noise. No, yeah, not crinkling this one,
in
no.
Your bra.
Lola products come in a simple, customizable subscription. So if you need light days, if you need heavy days, if you need a mix of both,
yeah, I it's like all that customizable. Phrasing better, light and heavy, not large.
Not super jumbo, extra super. Jumbo. It makes you feel like you have the world's biggest vagina. Like, no, I just have a heavy, slow, and a wide set vagina. Mean Girls reference.
Well, this is why the difference, because Lola was founded by women. Well, that's for why. Women.
Because you should only be buying tampons from women, not men who manufacture Creeps. Them and don't even know what they're putting in them. You should be putting healthiness in your body.
Lola is gynecologist approved and hypoallergenic. Lola's wipes are the first biodegradable, all-natural wipe of their kind.
So you could flush them. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Perfect for a midday refresh. Mm.
With your purchase, every purchase, they donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across the United States.
For 40% off your first month subscription, visit mylola.com and enter code BADEXAMPLES when you subscribe.
Don't forget, you're getting 40% off your first month subscription by visiting mylola.com. Enter code BADEXAMPLES when you subscribe.
We have a new sponsor, super excited to tell you about. It's called Ori. Fine jewelry made in New York City, founded again by women for women. We love these brands.
Yeah.
Pieces range from classic to statement to completely original. Ori makes the jewelry you've always wanted, but you could never find.
Unique pieces. They're delicate. They're beautifully made. They're affordable. They're not overpriced. They're in a budget. Perfect for Christmas coming up. Perfect for holidays. Valentine's Day. This is the go-to gift.
And the quality is so good because everything is real gold. You can wear it and never take it off. Shower, sports, sleep, cook, anything. It's jewelry for life. And because Ori sells directly to you without the middleman markup, they can offer the same quality as traditional Fifth Avenue brands at a fraction of the cost.
Ori was founded onto the desire to shake up the jewelry market and offering modern women beautiful pieces, amazing quality, affordable prices, ethically sourced pieces that they could wear every single day.
Oh my God, for every piece sold, a child in need receives a book to further their education.
Oh my God, that's my favorite part. I think that's definitely my favorite part. I mean, other than the gorgeous jewelry, it's the children, really.
That's why we love Ori, because they're looking to set the standard for women, because we deserve the
no
very
green fingers
best.
Here. Bam!
Yeah. Tracy and I both got bestie rings. They're like little hearts.
Yeah, they're heart rings. They're so cute. I got white gold because I only wear silver-esque coloring on my rings.
And I got rose gold, but it was Tracy's idea to be best friends.
Because I was like, oh my
rings.
God, these rings are so cute. We should each get one and then we could have bestie rings. We could have baddie bestie rings.
Baddie bestie rings. All right, guys, for 15% off your first Orate purchase, go to oratenewyork.com/bad examples and use promo code bad examples. AURATENewYork.com. You guys gotta look at this website. Look at their jewelry. 15% off your first Orate purchase. Go to oratenewyork.com/bad examples. Use promo code bad examples. AURATE. OrateNewYork.com. You satisfied, Trey?
Yeah, I was very nervous for a reading because they didn't know what would come up and what I want talked about or what I would want to be talked about, whatever. But yeah, I think everything was very parallel with my life.
Mm-hmm.
right now.
Some of it to you guys might be like not
confused.
Yeah, it might be a little confusing, but I'm sure, you know, one day we'll get into it all when we're all ready, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I guess
Jessica's turn.
I guess it's my turn. I don't want to go now. I mean,
yeah, I'm like nervous.
Now I wish I went first.
Oh, I do feel relief that I went first.
Yeah, like what?
I feel happy it's over.
So I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'll tell you when to stop. Don't worry.
At least she knows how to drill now. Shuffling for 20 minutes.
All right, I'm gonna close my eyes and think of things.
She's closing her eyes. She's smiling in hopes that she'll get her answers. Ooh. We're waiting for the ending.
Okay, stop.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. You need some you time. You need to reconnect with yourself. Hold on, I'm still flipping cards. I got ahead of myself. Okay, here we go. So I've got all your cards out. And the reason I said you need some me time, because the very first card that came up is the Six of Swords. And the Six of Swords is a card that does talk about some travel. It does talk about reconnection, again, with yourself. So it does say that in your cards. It says that you need to connect with yourself again. The Two of Staffs is here. That sets on top of the Six of Swords. And the Two of Staffs says you need to make yourself a priority. Like, you haven't done this. You have not made yourself a priority. It seems like your life responsibilities are your priority. And I know that sounds really stupid to say that. But the reality is it just says that you are so caught up in trying to get everything situated. Like you're working full force right now to create a foundation for yourself. For your life, for your future, which is beautiful. It's great. But at the same time, you're totally ignoring your own needs and your own self. So you need a vacation. You need some time off for you, even if it's just like a little mini vacation of, 24 hours without a phone or without thinking about, life's responsibilities. That would really help you right now. You need time to de-stress and declutter your mind. So you have a lot going on here in your card layout. Okay. Your card layout is just, it's kind of all over the place, which
that's
is
like my brain.
Exactly. That's real though. That's the reality of it. You have so much on your mind that takes you in so many different directions and it shows up here in your cards. So let's try to take things one by one.
Yeah.
Okay. So in your cards here, it is talking about, let's see, you have the Empress card, and the Empress card is a fertility card. The Empress card is a card that talks about being fertile, talks about having babies, talks about
Yay.
Wanting babies, and that sets on the opposite end of your layout. So this is something that is desired. This is something that is wanted, and there are two different energies surrounding this card. One is an energy of peace of mind, like, okay, if we can achieve this, if we can attain this, it will bring that peace of mind. It will bring, like, okay, all right, I'm good now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second energy that comes surrounding this is the Devil card that's here. Don't freak
Devil
out.
Child. Yeah, of course.
It's the Devil card in this situation is like, what is wrong? What is the problem?
Mm-hmm.
What is the issue that's here? Is this ever going to take off? Is something going to manifest out of this? So there's a lot of doubt and negativity that is associated with this fertility issue. Now, what it does say within your cards, so I'm not a doctor, so I can't officially give you health advice or anything like that. But I do have to tell you that hearing your cards, medically speaking, it doesn't show any complications or setbacks or real issues that are there surrounding this.
Best uterus.
Yay, best uterus ever.
World's best uterus. We number one. We the best.
We the best.
Now, in your cards, it does show fertility becoming higher for you. I would not expect much to happen this year.
Okay? Till the end of the year?
It could be January. It's not going any further than January. Like, I don't see this bleeding into, you know, way later next year. Like, I don't see this bleeding into February, March, April. Mm-hmm. Like, it shows the situation coming into culmination around January or even the end of December.
Mm, which but levels up a with a November baby again.
Oh, Jesus Christ, please.
The devil. There's that devil card.
With you, you really do need to de-stress.
So right. Just relax.
So just have fun and let him come in you. Yeah.
No! She's Alice. Right.
She's right. She said she's
I
right.
Support that message.
Yeah.
She's right.
Let him live.
Oh my God.
But no, it's situation with fertility and wanting to get pregnant. It comes up very strong in your cards. Like, this is this is a main issue. This is a main concern that's here. You're going to have children.
Yeah.
You can have children. Again, not a doctor, so I can't officially give health advice. But it does show that here in your cards. I tell this to everyone. It's up to you if you want to have kids or how many you actually want to have. That's a free will thing. But in your layout, what you are meant for, you can do three. Your body can produce three.
Wow.
Your lifeline can support three.
You can support three.
Not at once.
Wow.
Maybe.
No.
No.
I don't see triplets or multiples.
Oh, no offense to you, but I can't do it. I couldn't do it.
Bless the moms.
I think they're awesome, but I can't carry more than I can barely carry. You can't even carry my dog up the stairs, let alone twins. So,
well said.
You definitely can have kids. It does show that here in your cards. And again, we're looking at, you know, January before that energy does come into culmination and it does show pregnancy and it shows it as being successful. I just want to put that out there.
2020 baby.
Now, another thing that you can be doing if you do want to try to put that energy out there. You can be doing affirmations right now. You can be doing positive affirmations, saying things like, I am fertile. You're putting that energy out there. So you're saying, I am fertile. I will get pregnant. You could say, I will get pregnant this year. You can say, I will carry a baby to full term. You know, say these things, manifest it, create it, and it's going to happen.
Whoa.
So those are some things that you
fertile.
Can do.
The sequel.
Oh, another thing before I forget that you can do for the whole fertility issue is focus on the color orange. So you can wear the color orange, you can visualize it, you can decorate with it, you can eat it, whatever. But the color orange is associated with an energy in our body that's called the sacral chakra. And it sets right underneath your navel. And that's the energy that governs sexuality, fertility, and of course, connection to others as well.
Cool.
So just by
orange,
knowing what that color represents, you bring in
like
that
cheese
energy.
Color?
Yeah, sure, cheese. There's not one thing in this house that's orange except for the cheese in her fridge.
That's okay. When you eat cheddar cheese, you just think, fertility.
Well, I'm going to be laying on the couch later going, I am fertile.
Eating a block of cheese. A block just biting into a folded block of cheddar cheese.
My husband's going to be like, you really lost it, huh?
So I'm flipping over some more cards. I want to see if it gets away from the whole fertility thing because it does show it happening for you. Mm-hmm. That's not really an issue that are here. And it's You beat up yourself. Mm-hmm. Nothing is good enough. You are your own worst enemy. Like, so bad. You are such your own worst enemy. I want you to know that you are marked for success. Aww. And you've always wanted success since a young age. You have always wanted it. You have always been someone who was headstrong and had a vision. But again, you are your own worst enemy. I need you to have more confidence in yourself and know what you are capable of. Look at how far you have come. Look at all the things that you have already accomplished. You need to know this. Your cards say you put your own self down. You do not recognize your own strengths. You just highlight your weaknesses.
Mm-hmm. She does that a lot.
We have to, you have to turn this shift around. This mentality in itself does play a role in the whole fertility issue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It plays a huge role in it. If you're looking at your, your failures, which are not really failures, but if you're looking at those weak points and that's what you're concentrating on, again, that's what you're calling into your life. So it's time to let that go. You're meant to be your own boss. You are supposed to have your own business, be your own boss. I see you seated in a position of power, authority, and respect. The Three of Cups is here. And the Three of Cups is that card of being, being the boss, being the CEO, being the person who delegates, who says this is what needs to happen. And it does show that here in your cards. Now, when is this going to happen to the level that you've always wanted it to be? We're looking at 4 years' time.
Wow.
Four years'
time. You'll be old as shit.
No, you won't.
Old-ass boss.
Old-ass boss.
four years' time is what it's showing in your cards before you get to this point of you're the one calling all the shots.
That's not a long time.
You're the one that says what's what. Another thing that comes up here in your cards with this happening in this 4 years, it does say money. There's an incredible amount of money, of course, that will come in. It doesn't show money being your problem.
Me
it
and shows Tracy are going to be rich. We're going to be rich on our own talk show that I produce.
Yeah, right? Look at her putting out those vibes.
There's I see you being very charitable, and I see you giving back. Mm. So in this 4 years' time, yes, you're going to have a ton of money that's going to be coming in, but I don't see you being selfish with it. I see you sharing it. I see you giving back. It almost looks like you are going to create almost like your own organization for something to give back to.
Wow, to help people.
It does say in your cards that you are someone who is meant to help people on your own. You're meant to give hope to otherwise where there wasn't any before. So you're someone who will have a very big impact on other people's lives around you. Of course, in a positive way, not in a negative one. Flipping over some more cards here.
I just like that I'm going to make my money through my career not being a sugar baby, because I was starting
to consider that.
No sugar daddies in my future, huh?
No.
You're going to run a sugar daddy agency, and you're going
As far as romance goes, I flipped over some cards again. Now, romantically speaking, it does show in your cards that there is someone that is there that is within your heart. We also have the Temperance card that comes up for this relationship. So there's a heavy connection. It's a deep connection that's there. And it does say that this is a relationship that is, again, worth your time, worth your energy. And it does show the relationship working out. It does show the relationship lasting. So we have two cards that represent your romantic relationship. The first card is the Knight of Cups. And so the Knight of Cups is as little girls, we almost all have this envisionment of our knight in shining armor coming to take us away on his big white horse.
Oh, yeah.
That's the energy that is associated.
You did that at my wedding.
Yeah, he literally took her away on a white unicorn.
There you go. That's who this person is. They are your knight in shining armor. They are, at the moment, they can be slightly immature, a little clumsy. They are not who they want to be yet. And that's okay, because they are evolving. The card that comes up on top of the Knight of Cups is the King of Cups, okay? So this is, again, who he will be evolving into. So it shows a sense of authority with him as well. It shows a sense of respect that is around him. It does show financial success and financial well-being. So it does show that within your cards that, again, this is a relationship that is worth your time. It actually says that this relationship is a twin flame relationship. A twin flame relationship is your true partner. This is your end-all, be-all of romantic relationships.
Who would have thought Denny was my twin flame?
Everyone in high school, apparently.
Oh my God, I can't wait to tell him he's my twin flame.
I'm gonna tell him that as soon as he comes home from
that's amazing.
But yes, this person, it does show that this person is a twin flame connection. The bond is really strong, and it's a great relationship on all levels. It's a good relationship, you know, romantically, sexually, friendship. It's a good relationship.
Aw, I love that.
It's funny too, the knight card. I know this sounds so corny, but like we're both from the same high school and our mascot was the Knights, and he was like a big athlete, so like that word means a lot to him.
Thing.
Yeah.
I love that.
In your cards, you know, your cards show a ton of travel for you in your lifetime. You are someone who is meant to travel more than the average person does.
What?
Of course, to be able to do that, you gotta have the money to back it up, which I do see you having. It also says within your cards, there is some jealousy around you. I want to put that out there. Okay. There are people who are good to your face and jealous behind your back. And it is in your best interest to keep your private affairs to yourself and know that not everyone is in your wheelhouse.
Whoa.
I love that.
I know.
Good to know.
Yeah, that's very good advice.
You have some questions for me.
It just feels like you spot on hit everything. When we first started, you were talking about like how I'm overwhelmed with just like life, and I guess I took it as like adulthood and like growing up and being a real person. My only question is, my husband and I are looking to buy our first home together, and is that ever going to happen for us? Because this whole process is the worst.
Yeah.
It is a horrible process.
It's literally like, who invented home buying process? It's horrible.
It's really stupid.
It's stupid.
So I flipped over your cards. Yes, it will happen. Okay. It will happen.
Like I won't be living in a box in a month. That's how I feel.
It definitely does show a purchase happening, and it should happen before the end of the year. I would say, it should be happening before the end of the year.
Yay, everything's aligning.
Yeah, it's not as big as an issue as you think it is. It's more of just, it's a hassle than anything else. Mm. But is there anything wrong? Is it not going to work out? No, that's not the situation. It's just a lot of red tape you got to run through.
All right.
Wow.
That's amazing. That's exactly what I needed to hear. Wow, Alice. I can't even, every little thing, it's just crazy. Tracy?
Yeah, because
like,
we didn't get the same reads and interpret it different. We got completely different reads.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh yeah, you know, success and then this and then that, and like people do, and then you're like, oh yeah, that's gonna, of course it's gonna happen for everyone. She specifically read us.
Yeah, like you
to
were so
exactly
spot on.
What's happening.
I know that my mom is gonna hear this and be like, cry. Like she's like, she gets it. Yeah. Like it's just crazy. It's crazy.
This is awesome. This was a good session.
I don't know if you have anything else to say about Tracy and I, but we promised our baddies that we would ask you. We just have three questions here from our fans. Is that okay?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. I'm going to read the first one. My boyfriend is a touring musician, so he's gone a lot. I'd love to do a psychic reading to make sure I can handle this life. We've been together for almost 4 years, and sometimes it's a struggle. So do you think this is going to work out for her?
I'm going to flip over some cards and see what comes
up. So do you flip the cards over based on the question you're asked and then it just...
Usually I do, yes. I do. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I don't need to flip over the cards.
Right.
So here's what it says. I don't like being the bearer of bad news, okay? But I have to be on this one. this relationship, it is a great relationship. This is someone who does care for her. This is someone who has genuine feelings and emotions. However, the Death card is here and the Ten of Cups is here. So it does say that if this is a relationship that she tries to progress forward, that she tries to make work, it's not going to happen.
Wow.
She's going to get caught up in a family situation of, you know, maybe having children with this person. And then it's going to be a real, real mess because it doesn't show this relationship
succeeding,
having enough stability to sustain a future.
Wow.
I don't see a future here. And again, it is a good relationship. It is someone who does care for her. So that's the hard part, is walking away from someone who does love you. But the reality is it can't have a future. It won't have a future.
Damn.
Wow.
All right. Well, we're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Listen, the truth sucks.
Okay, Psychic Alice, we're going to play with you. Walk down the aisle or run for your life. The rules of the game are simple. You decide whether we walk down the aisle or we get the hell out of the relationship and run for our life. Alan, do we have a theme song for that? Walk down the aisle or
run for your fucking life. My boyfriend is... This is my question.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. She gives me the worst ones. Okay.
Sorry, Alice.
My boyfriend is into anal stuff, but I've never, ever been interested in trying it. We're long distance, and a couple years ago, he cheated on me with somebody that was willing to do butt stuff. I can't. We broke up for a while, but ended up back together. Recently, he's been bringing it up more and more to me that he wants to try it and that it's non-negotiable for me. I love him, but I don't trust that he won't cheat on me again if I don't do it. Should I stay with him in hopes that he let it go? Or should I leave before he can cheat and break my heart again? Let's flip those anal cards.
You need to run. I flipped over some cards. and the flip on the cards, yeah, it says that this is... Even if you do give him anal, even if you
poor Alice,
I'm gonna do this. Go ahead, play with my butt. If you go that route, he's still gonna cheat.
Right.
Booty will never be enough.
Yeah,
that's not. It won't be enough.
Wow.
Oh, no.
We just made anal a topic
for Alice. That was terrible. Anal, I'm sorry.
Oh man.
All right. Last question. I'm dying to know. I have a 1.5-year-old baby son and a baby boy number 2 on the way. Should I try again for my third? Will it be a girl if we have a third?
Oh my God, that's a lot of pressure.
Not as much pressure as anal.
I mean, I guess.
Literally.
Yeah.
So, flipping over the cards here, she can definitely go for a third. And it would be a girl. But now is not the time. Like,
Don't try right away.
Not even next year. Like, let next year go. I would wait until 2021 to get pregnant.
Whoa.
And then
she just said it will be a girl.
Oh,
yeah, yay.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I need whoever wrote in to message me, even if we're not doing this show in 2021, so we can give Alice the appreciation she deserves.
Wow, that is so awesome. Thank you, Alice.
Wow, this is incredible.
You are really amazing. I highly suggest everyone follow her on Instagram,
Alice Psychic,
and go to her website, psychicofthestars.com. She has a special for the baddies today.
You're getting a promo code.
Yeah, what is it?
So if anyone wants to do like an energy restoration, it is normally something that is $300. And I'm doing it for $175 for your baddies. And just mention the code baddie and you will get that.
Oh, yeah. Baddies.
Energy realignment. And what does that do? I sounds like I need that.
Yes. What an energy restoration is, if you're feeling like you're in a funk, if you're feeling like you don't have the motivation that you normally have, if you're having difficulty with sleeping at night, if you're feeling like you're just kind of stuck, you're in a funk right now, and energy restoration is what takes care of that. It brings you back into balance. And energy restoration is something that I would recommend to almost any single person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At some point, it's like a tune-up for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
The same way you would tune up your car or change the oil in it, you would do it for your own self. And people forget that, you know, to take care of their spirituality.
Right.
Awesome. And I know you offer a bunch of other services, but I know you also do a fertility blessing. And we can't do it over the phone, but we're going to do it when we get off the phone, right?
Yeah, we're going to do it behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes fertility blessing.
So if you guys want a fertility blessing, we will update you on how it went for Jessica and what she had to do and everything. And then you guys can go get yours if you need to.
Yeah. Thank you for today. This was eye-opening. And we have a lot to consider and think about. Thank you, Psychic Alice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dimly Wit. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, baddies.
Thank you, baddies, most of all.
I'm really sorry to our one baddie whose musician boyfriend is going to
cheat on her,
but I mean, we probably would have.
The musician boyfriend. The anal boyfriend is going to cheat on her. The musician boyfriend, it's not worth.
It's just
working,
not working
either.
Right.
But for sure, the other one's cheating with somebody whose ass is in the air.
He's addicted to ass.
Yeah, addicted to ass play. Suddenly, I'm excited for October. I'm excited for January-ish for you, and then I'm excited for June when my finances jump through the fucking roof.
Yeah, June. Forget everything else. June on the calendar.
June 2020, big shit happening.
I mean, it's hard for our listeners to really understand how spot on she was.
Scary.
Like, for people that don't believe in this shit, you've clearly never been read before, because if you're read, like...
I know, people tell me all the time, they're like, oh my God, I got read in the cards and this and that, and I'm like, okay, whatever you say. And then getting read, it feels different.
I feel violated.
I feel, assaulted.
By her and her twin sister. Yeah,
her and her good chakra.
Tell
and her
me they
good
shouldn't
and her
do
good
like
energy.
A porn website like Psychic Twins.
You would. You always take it there. You gotta take it there, right? Porn Psychic Twins. What a great headline. Let's ask Denny
Isn't
if he would
amazing?
Watch that.
I see a blowjob in your future. Yeah.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.